From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast about words, grammar, and usage for the information age. This week's episode, What's Next? Hey, honey, what's today's date?
It's the 13th. Why do you ask?
I just wanted to know because we might have plans next Saturday.
Well, that's the 15th, and I don't think we got anything going on.
No, I meant next Saturday, the 22nd?
That's two Saturdays from now. Next Saturday is the 15th.
Sorry, the 15th is this Saturday.
Hey, you two.
Hi, Schwartz.
So what's today's kerfuffle about?
Gladys seems to think that next Saturday is this Saturday, the 15th.
Okay.
But Larry keeps saying that next Saturday isn't until the following week, the 22nd.
Why does that matter?
I'm trying to make plans for us to go out on one of those days.
Well, you're not exactly making it sound like too much fun with all your next this arguments.
Whoa. Well, I'm free both of those Saturdays, so count me in either way.
Oh, great.
Excellent. Can we all go out for pizza again? Your treat, right, Larry?
Next and this. One might not think this is an important matter, but it turns out it's one of those issues that can stand in the way of clear communication. John Nicholson works in IT here at Minnesota Public Radio, and he's the one who brought this subject to our attention. Welcome, John.
Hey, Luke.
So how did this come up, John?
Well, my friend says that this weekend means the 15th and 16th, and next weekend means the 22nd and 23rd. Same thing for days of the week, like this Friday is tomorrow, and next is a week from tomorrow. I say that this weekend and next weekend mean the same thing, the 15th and the 16th. And this and next Friday both mean tomorrow. I ask because I've had this discussion with many people, and about half agree with me and half do not. Is this just a personal preference?
Not surprisingly, the excellent reference book, Fowler's Modern English Usage, has an entry about this. Here's what it says, and it's on page 521 for those of you following along at home.
In normal use, if said or written early in a given week, next Friday means the immediately following Friday in the same week. Similarly, next June means the first June following the date on which it is mentioned.
Ha! So it turns out I'm right and my friend is wrong.
Well, not so fast. Fowler's continues.
In Scotland, and also in some northern dialects of England, next is employed to designate the days of the following week. Thus, next Friday, the Friday of next week, is contrasted with this Friday, that of the present week.
So it appears your friend is using this sense of next.
Well, that's interesting. My friend isn't from Scotland. He's from the United States.
Very well, but in the United States, a lot of usage is just a mashup of different habits.
All right, so what does Fowler's recommend?
Fowler's recommends that when making arrangements or organizing a meeting or whatever for next Friday, just add the date, and that should clear things up right away.
All right, let's settle it. How about we go to the play on Saturday, March 22nd, so next Saturday.
Or next Saturday.
Fine, either way, we're both talking about the 22nd.
Agreed.
Sounds cool to me. Hey, when you're reserving our seats, is it okay if I sit by the aisle?
Fine.
This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. Source material for this episode comes from Fowler's Modern English Usage by R.W. Birchfield, which can be found at publicradiomarket.org. If you'd like to see a written companion to this episode, go to minnesotapublicradio.org and click on Grammar Grader in the Programs menu. Thanks as always to the Grammatis Personae players, Corey Bussey, Bridget Murphy, and John Ryan. Thanks also to John Nicholson for joining us this week. Our editor is Jen Houck. Our producer is Brett Baldwin. Executive producer is John Pearson. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening. And if you like Grammar Grader, join the discussion, give feedback, and share your thoughts at grammargrader.gather.com.